Well, this morning we want to have some special fellowship to take care of some things that has long been overdue. And I blame myself for this. But anyway, I do have an excuse. I was in Brazil for almost 7 years. But we came home twice a year, and I just never thought about mentioning this. But we have to understand that for the Lord to establish the church and the churches, this requires that He have a government in the churches. He has a government on the earth. It's not related to the city government or the state government, but it's the Lord's government in the church, and it is a spiritual government. And this spiritual government gives us order and gives us peace. I need to let all the children go first. Sorry. I'm going to speak a little bit this morning. So all the children need to go. Sorry. I got a one-track mind. I just talked with Brother Andy, and he said, let the children go. And so all of a sudden, it comes to me. Okay. You know, Brother, I was in the Lord's recovery just a little over a year, and we migrated out to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This was in 1973. And everybody that went there, just about everybody, was in their 20s, including me. And I was late 20s, so I was a little older than most of them. And there was a brother there that was 35, and he had been with Brother Lee in Eldon Hall. So when they appointed the leadership, they appointed him. Then they said, now we got to find somebody to coordinate with him because it is an eldership. So you got to be more than one. And eventually, lo and behold, they selected me. And I was not an elder. I wasn't even very elder. I was in my 20s still. But anyway, I learned fast. They had to go with what they had. You know what I mean? That's just the way we are. Well, okay. That was okay for that time. I was there for a couple of years. Came back due to the fellowship. They came to come back to Seattle. But that did not make me an elder in Seattle. That was just for there. But later on, we moved over here to Bellevue, and I was appointed again just before I came to here. And then over here, I was added to with Roth Williamson to take the lead here in Bellevue. There has to be a government in the church in a spiritual realm. Brother Lee gave us this illustration. You know, I had fellowship with Brother Lee for 25 years, which I treasure very much. He said, if the church has no government, then the church is horizontal. That means everybody's on the same level. But he said, everybody on the same level means that that's the sign of the serpent. The serpent will raise his head to cause trouble in the church if there's no government. On the other hand, these ones that are brought into the lead, they're just brothers and brothers that function like all the rest. We don't have a clergy system here. We don't have a clergy system, but we do have government. Amen. So there has to be a government. Now, here in Bellevue, I was added, then later on Pat Stockham was added, then later we sent him to Tacoma. And so it was just back to Roth and I. And then Roth was going to move, so we had some prayer and fellowship. And of course, this is with the co-workers. We had fellowship about who we might bring in. But we began to train the brothers a lot before we brought them in. The brothers were with us, and they worked with us. And they met with us, and they prayed with us. There were several that did. Then we selected some. With much prayer, careful prayer and fellowship. And we added some brothers at that time. Atsuo was added. Jim Bilheimer, the brother that passed away a couple of years ago, last year, I guess. And also Willie Wise, who's still with us today. And anyway, the point is we always have to add the brothers to make sure we're training brothers for the future. And this is what we do. And so we do this not just with elders, we do this also with co-workers. Brothers that manifest themselves as having some gift, some ability to speak the word, we begin to include them and we will begin to send them. We may have them speak in some of the maybe high school retreats or some of the junior high retreats, this kind of thing. And as they develop, we will send them out with others to do other conferences. This happened to me. I was taken under someone's wing, and I was developed this way. And eventually, I was developing others. And so, this is just the way it works out. We always take the homegrown people, and we train them. But anyway, what happened was, we added some brothers here, and we've added some, and we didn't say anything to the saints. We need to say something to the saints to realize that we do have a government and there are certain ones that are here. Now, let me tell you the function of the eldership. The primary function of the eldership is this. We meet once a week to contact the Lord. And we contact the Lord pretty much for half an hour, sometimes 45 minutes. We have an elders' prayer meeting. You know why? We want to mingle with the Lord. We all, most of us have jobs or have had jobs. And we come in from working somewhere. So we come together and then we pray. And we pray ourselves into the Spirit. I taught these things in Brazil for almost 7 years. I taught the eldership there because they had not been raised up in this way. So I taught this to all the elders. We don't have a headquarters. Anaheim is not our headquarters. We have no headquarters. Our headquarters is in the heavens. Amen. So we get our direction from the Lord who is the head of the church in Bellevue. Amen. There's only one head of the church in Bellevue, and that's the Lord himself. Amen. So we must pray and have fellowship with him. Even though we pray about a lot of things, the main thing we're doing is mingling with the Lord. Amen. And then after a certain period of time, we are saturated with the Lord to some degree, and then we'll say, okay, now let's start talking about this thing, or let's start talking about that. What are we going to do? But we have the confidence that we have the Lord's feeling in that fellowship. Amen. And we have a high respect for one another. We are actually the number one vital group in the church. Amen. We're the number one vital group in the church. Amen. Now, I may say something, and Dexter may disagree with me, or he may say, I agree with that, but there's a caution here. You need to look at this. And then Otz will come in with something else. And then this is the way it goes. And then we'll say, well, eventually, but guess what? Eventually, in all that hashing out, we get the Lord's mind. Amen. That's what we're looking for. The brothers come together. Fellowship among the eldership is a search for the Lord's mind. Amen. That's what the eldership is. Otherwise, to say Christ is the head of the church is just a doctrinal phrase. If we just come in from our jobs and sit down and start making decisions, who's the head of the church? The brothers become the head. The Lord may not be doing those things, or at least not doing them that way. We have to have contact with the Lord, and we need to do it that night before we have the fellowship. So it's a kind of a labor. Brother Lee said, it's a slave job. You don't want to do this unless you give up a night and come and do this. And so you have to have some burden and some calling to to pay this price. So I've lived this way now for almost the whole time I've been in the recovery. And then, not only do we do this, we add brothers. Brothers have been added, but we always have one or two brothers that we are training with us. We train these brothers, and sometimes they don't feel like they can do it. They don't want to do it, so they would come, and then they just go. Others, we're not so sure. We feel that good about them. But anyway, the point is we're just always training some for the future of the church in Bellevue. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We want to take care of that because we ship people out and things happen. Okay. We do the same thing with those that are gifted they could join the work. Now that doesn't mean they'll all meet with the co-workers, but it does mean they participate in the work. When we send them out, we send Willie out a lot. From the beginning here, I was the one selected to go out because I had some capacity to minister the word. And a different co-worker, I wasn't a co-worker, but Joel Kennan would take me with him to go places, to speak. And eventually, then I was going on my own. And then I started going, and they started putting other brothers with me. And eventually, one time they was going to send me to the Philippines. I went a lot to the Philippines because of Albert. Mm-hmm. Albert made sure that, you know, I was going to the Philippines. He needed help over there, and so I was about the only one. And then Willie started going for the young people. So we're not here to hold anybody back. We're here to develop the brothers and sisters, especially the brothers. I'm talking about brothers this morning. So now I was going, and Willie was going, and then eventually Brother Andrew Yu said, I want you to go with me to the Philippines. I said, okay. And he said, and about a week later he called and he says, I can't go. You have to go. He said, I'll get somebody to go with you. I said, okay. And it came up to the day before I was going to go. And I called him up and I said, who you got going with me? He said, I don't have anybody. Everybody's busy. I said, well, I got a brother here that can minister the word. And I said, he can study on the way over. It was Mark Robbie. So Mark Robbie was included. And after that, in not too long a time, Manara grabbed him. And then the same thing happened again. And I said, well, nobody can go with me. Okay, I said, I got another brother here that can minister the word. He said, who's that? I said, Dexter Smith. He said, take him. I said, he can study on the way over. I think I gave you a little more time than that.
I had a week's notice.
He had 1 week's notice. So he was all prepared by that time. But since then, he's been going all over the place. And so has Mark Robbie. And then, of course, we've Atsu has gone out some, and also Andy Wu has gone out some. So we are developing people. We develop for the eldership, and we develop for co-workers. Amen. Now, again, these co-workers, they're workers. That doesn't mean they'll meet with the co-workers, but some from among them will be selected to meet. I was selected eventually to meet with the co-workers. But many serve as co-workers, going places, giving conferences, giving trainings, and they don't ever meet with the co-workers. It's just all by somebody asking them to go. But they have capacity, so we use that capacity. This is all part of the Lord's government. This is all part of the Lord's government. So don't think we're just here a fly-by-night group. Now, I do know a couple of localities that they started up just a good old family time. You know, we'll have the church here, praise the Lord. Throw another log on the fire and bring out the coffee. And this is their church life. And we don't want elders. We're doing fine. We're just a family here. And the number went up, and then it went down, and then it went up, and then people caused trouble, and they, why is he this way and that way? No, you cause trouble, the eldership will rise up and deal with you. We don't have a horizontal church life. But if you don't cause trouble, you might not know even who the elders are. Because we're not here position conscious. We're not a position conscious people. We don't have a clergy here. We function just like everybody else. But don't cause problems. Because you'll cause us to rise up. Then you'll know who we are. Anyway, I just wanted to say these few words. Now, to my shame, we've had three brothers functioning as elders here for some time. And we never said a word about it. This is not right. We should have said something quite a while ago. So we're going to let you know who those brothers are. The elders that we currently have is, Atsuo and Dexter and Daniel and Willie Wise and myself. Now that's who we've announced. Actually, we have more. We also have a brother that I'm going to name right now that he's been functioning very well as an elder for more than 7 years. Maybe a couple of years before I went to Brazil. And that's our brother Michael Liu. So we're announcing that today. Brother Michael Liu, I thought he would be here today, but he didn't make it back. But anyway, our brother Michael Liu has functioned very well as the eldership. And we coordinate very well. He's very much a vital member of our vital group in the eldership. Another brother that's been functioning, and I thought we announced him, but I guess we didn't. That's Brother Andy Wu. Andy Wu has been functioning since before I went to Brazil in a solid way. And I think you even know who these brothers are because of their function. The third one is Tim Washington. Now he was brought in after I went down, but not too long after. You've been functioning for a few years now. So anyway, just so you know who the brothers are, we only say this once because we don't want to be position conscious. And we do have a couple of brothers. We almost always have one or two brothers that are with us as learners. And we will see if how they blend in our vital group, and they will see if they like this. So we'll just see. I'm not going to mention who they are now, okay? So we'll just mention those that are official. Amen. So that's about all I wanted to say. I did take a long time, didn't I? Gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm taking up our coffee time. I think that's all I got to say. Is that okay? Sound okay, brothers? Amen. 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 Okay, just so that we know, this needed to be done. And I should have done this 4 years ago in one of my trips up here. But anyway, praise the Lord. Amen. We'll get it done today. Hallelujah. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah.